Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name, the wondrous babe of Bethlehem, the light of the world, the bread of life, our Savior. We pray, Lord, open our ears, our minds, our hearts to receive your holy word again this blessed Christmas morn. Give us great faith. Draw us close to you always. Give us your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, over the past 4 weeks in the season of Advent, each Sunday and Wednesday, we the church have cried out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come." That's the cry of Advent. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Last 4 weeks, lighting candles. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The prayer of the church. It is my great honor and joy to say this day, Jesus has come. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus has come. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus has come. And now at Christmas, he calls on us to come. Christmas is a time that he calls on us in faith by the power of God's Spirit. Now you come. I've come, now you come. Come like the angels, and come like the shepherds, and come like the wise men. Now you come and follow me. Come be my disciples. Come receive my gifts. Come adore me, worship me. Come be mine. And there are three ways that we come, as the Christmas story teaches us. We come in three ways. We come in humility. We come hungry, and we come in a hurry. We don't want to be late. First of all, we are to come to Jesus in great, great, great humility, with a broken and contrite heart, confessing our sins, not showing off, "Look at how good I am. Look at how good I've been for Christmas. Give me all your gifts, Jesus, because I've been a good little boy, a good little girl." No, we come on our knees. "I'm a poor, miserable sinner. Forgive me, Jesus, and have mercy." We all know the Christmas story is such a story of humility. Jesus, born in a stable, no room in the end, or a barn, or a cave, whatever it was. No room in the end, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, just utter, utter humility. And our God is teaching us that he really doesn't care about style. He doesn't care about image. He doesn't care about appearances. We people are all into that because we want to cover up our sinful, evil hearts. So it's all style and image and appearance. He does not care about that. Or he comes in some glamorous way. He comes wrapped in swaddling clothes to remind us that even our good deeds are filthy rags. He cares about this thing right here. It's called the heart. And may it be dressed in repentance, in sorrow. God have mercy on me, a sinner. You know, I read a cute little story by a mall Santa Claus. And this mall Santa Claus writes, "I love plain Santa. The parents often have trouble getting young children to sit on my knee. It took a lot of coaxing for one little girl to sit there, so I got straight to the point. Little girl, what do you want most of all for Christmas?" And she said immediately, "Down. I want down." And there's truth in that. May we all want down. Where do I want to be? Down. On my knees. He lies lowly in a manger, so you have to get on your knees to get close. You stand up proud and arrogant, you're never going to really see him. You're stumbled over. May we get down. Secondly, we come very, very, very hungry. Hungry for righteousness. Hungry for forgiveness. Hungry for the Holy Spirit and his power. Hungry for the Word of God. Hungry for the sacrament today. We can't wait to commune. Hungry for Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. We are to come hungry. The Christmas story teaches us clearly that Jesus comes as the humble lamb, the lamb of God who takes away our sins. Thus shepherds come to see the real lamb in the manger. That's an obvious lesson. He's the lamb. He's the light of the world. That's obvious. He's born at night. He's the light, the glory of the angels, light. And the Christmas story also teaches us very obviously that he's the bread of life. Come and eat. He's born in Bethlehem. And you probably know Bethlehem means house of bread. It's obvious. Come, Bethlehem houses the bread of life, Jesus. And he lays in a manger. Of all the places God could have arranged for his son to lay, three times in the Christmas story, a manger, a manger, a manger, a feeding trough, food. He's our bread. It's a sacramental story of communion. Come to the sacrament. He doesn't lie in hay anymore. He lies in bread and wine. The humility of bread and wine. He's right here. Come and eat and partake. Eat the body. Drink the blood. Hear the word of God. Partake of forgiveness and receive the gifts of God. Live forever. You know, people this time of the year, they listen to fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. How much better to listen to you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. I'd rather hear that and sing that. That's food for my ears and my soul. We like to hear Santa say, ho, ho, ho. Much, much better is to hear God's word say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And by his blood, he's made me holy. Now that's food for the ears and the heart and the soul. We all like jingle bells, jingle bells. May we much more love to hear the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 the bread of life, Jesus, the Christ, my Lord, my Savior. May we come in humility and may we come hungry, not just one day out of the year or whenever we feel like we come hungry all the time because we need to have Jesus or we have no life and there's no peace or joy. And then last of all, may we come in a hurry. The Christmas story really teaches us urgency. When Christ is born, suddenly the angels appear. It doesn't take a little while for the angels to get everything together. Suddenly, all the angels are in the sky. It's urgent with haste. This is where he's going to lead you. You who are humble, he's going to lift you up all the way to heaven. So humble yourself, you'll be exalted. The last shall be first. The shepherds come with haste. The shepherds don't wait around till the morning. Or when it fits into their schedule. They come with haste. Drop everything. Leave these sheep. We're going to see the real Lamb of God who will take away our sins. The wise men come from afar. Epiphany is coming. And they come with haste when they see the star. They must come. A little later, Peter, James, and John drop their nets. And they go follow Jesus. Urgency. Matthew would rise up from the tax collector's booth with urgency and go follow Christ. I'll leave all that money. I'm going to where the real riches are in the Son of God. And so the church has great, great, great urgency. You know, what is the worst gift at Christmas time? They did a survey of the worst gift you can give or get. And at the top of the survey was socks. The worst gift is to get a pair of socks. Well, I disagree. The worst gift is to mock Jesus. And you mock his birth when you ignore him. And you mock him when you reject him. When you're too lazy for him. When you won't come because you think you have something else to do. That's the worst gift. Don't mock Jesus. Don't reject him. Don't be too busy for him. And as you come with urgency again, bring all your friends and all your family. The shepherds spread the word with urgency. They spread the word that night. They didn't wait around. So with urgency, spread the word. You know, I turned on a TV this morning to see what news there might be out there on Christmas Day and watched a little bit of ABC, Good Morning America. And they had a rabbi and they had a Christian and they had a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim leader there on their panel. Muslim leader, Christian, Jewish rabbi, to talk about the importance of faith and he bringing healing to the world. And I, of course, didn't expect the Jewish rabbi or the Muslim to talk about Jesus. But I sure expected the Christian to. But this woman, who is part of a theological seminary faculty somewhere. She didn't even mention the name Jesus. She said it's a nice story about Joseph and Mary, who are refugees. Today, people are refugees, and they have to travel, and the state makes them travel, and they have no room in the inn. They have some friends, and they give birth to a baby, and he lies in a manger. Isn't it a beautiful story? Say the name of Jesus Christ, woman. You're on national TV. You don't mention the name of Jesus and you're a Christian. You don't boldly say he's the Son of God. He's the Christ, the Messiah, the light of the world, who will bring peace to every heart. Shame on you. Kind of upset me a little bit on Christmas morning. We are to be bold witnesses for Jesus. Above all on Christmas morning when we're asked about Christmas. So bring your family and friends and proclaim boldly, he is the Son of God, friend. And he died for your sins and he rose again for you. And he is the only way to paradise. And he will give you peace. And don't be shy about it. Proclaim it and live it with love in your heart for your neighbor. Advent, we cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come. He's come. And now in the manger, he calls out, you come. And come humbly. And come hungry. And come in a hurry. Come. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God which transcends all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's confess.